Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
I can't see you, but I think you can see me. That was amazing. God is so good. God is so good. We need to get together and just praise Him as often as we can, because it's just unbelievable what He does when we just believe. Yeah. Somebody came up to be prayed for anxiety. I really felt tonight we were going to be seeing people set free of emotional situations that God has nothing to do with, and He doesn't want us to have anything, any part of, because that's not of God and needs to go. And I really saw that there was a major shift in this person, in their countenance, and I'm not surprised, because God has done it so many times, for myself included, 14 years ago. And I really want to encourage you to not be holding back on God, because He's certainly not holding back on you. He's got the tap wide open, okay? And He's not holding back one little bit. The Holy Spirit, if you are a believer, is in every single one of you. You don't need to call anybody. You don't need to call Reinhard Bonnke or, some great evangelist. You guys can have the same Holy Spirit do a work through you, in your neighbor, kid, wife, husband, whatever. Okay, because we all share the same Holy Spirit, amen? And this is what it's all about, immobilizing, equipping, encouraging, challenging, albeit sometimes for me a little bit too much in your face, but that's kind of what I'm like. I'm Italian, you just can't blame me for that. I'm a little bit fiery, but I mean well. I think you guys have definitely got the picture by now that I mean well. And I just want to say that I've got a couple of very quick words of encouragement. Last week, Chris encouraged us to love others. Do you recall?
Yeah.
That title, I thought was pretty amazing. The message was amazing. I just want to ask you guys the question really quick. And then I'll go back to the story about a lady that I prayed for on Tuesday about anxiety. Can you remind me?
Yeah.
It just blew me away. And I want to encourage you, because it ties in with the emotional side of things that I mentioned before that we all need to go for. It's not just physical healing that we're praying for, obviously, right? Could be so many different things. There are people out there that have been held down by the enemy in bondage, and they shouldn't be. That's just not of God. And we are here as soldiers of God. Amen? Okay. So a question I have for you is, what is love? I know you know the song from the 90s. I do too. But what is love? Think about it. And you are allowed to respond, because this is not a monologue. I want it to be a dialogue. So what is love? According to 1 John 4:16, I'll give you a tip. What is love? Let me give you a tip. Love has a name. Love is a person. It's Jesus, right? God is love. Jesus is God. Therefore, I'd say that Jesus is love, and He wants us to love others. So He wants us to be His hands and feet, does He not? All right. So my very short message today is, love says go. Love says go. Doesn't say wait. Doesn't say overanalyze, overcomplicate, sit and ponder, live for somebody else. No, love says go. And we have opportunities every single day of the week, 7 days a week, unless you're a hermit and you stay home. But of course, even then, you've got the phone that'll ring, the telemarketers, anybody. There's all these situations where you can just literally practice on people how to just be the love. As Andy said, do you guys remember his sermon about being the love? Did I get that right? Be the love. Andy said it. So we've got to remember this. This is what we're about. We're here for a short time, not a long time, to be the love for people. And then we go to heaven. That's our reward. It's not our destination. It's our reward. Do we get that? And Pat, of course, as always, she knows what I'm talking about. She's awesome. What would I do without you, Pat? I'd just be in my corner having a cry. No, seriously, you're awesome. And so love says go. It's a command, definitely a command, not a suggestion. And we have the privilege of being ambassadors of Christ everywhere we go. So as you go, now quickly go with me, if you've got your Bibles, please, pull them out and let's just use them. We need to stick to the word. I don't want to go off on a tangent here. It's going to be about the Word. And really quickly, have a look at 1 John 4:16 and 18, which says the following. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in his love abides in God, and God abides in him. You're in him, he's in you. Jesus is in you. You can have what he has. He's given you the fullness of Christ. He's given you his full inheritance. You can walk around healing the sick, prophesying, giving words of knowledge, being a teacher, being a shepherd. You don't have to wait for our awesome pastors here to do the work. They're already tied down with so much, and many pastors get burnt out. Do you guys understand that? Many churches are getting their pastors burnt out because the body is not doing its job. And I'm not having a go at anybody, but what I'm saying is we need to wake up, church. We need to wake up and say, well, I'm here. I know that we serve. I know that we do amazing things. I know that we do that. But I'm saying the world needs us, is what I'm saying. There are people that are lost. And do they know they're lost? The unsaved, do they know they're unsaved? They don't. It takes someone like us, as Jesus said, go. Because that's when I was desperately lost. I didn't know it. And thanks to my brother who invited me about 20,000 times to church, because I was a good little Catholic who was okay. But I wasn't okay because I didn't know God, okay? And I was on a direct, narrow, I won't call it narrow, I'd say really, really wide road to hell, okay? To blunt with you, to hell. That's where I was going. And it's not a joke. This is serious business. There's some people walking around that don't know Jesus from a bar of soap, and we are to be Jesus to them because they deserve it. Now, the next thing I want to say is that 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, does it not? So if you have Jesus, Jesus is, what is he? It's perfect love. Perfect love casts out fear. So is fear there with you? No, it's in your head. You're just imagining things like I've imagined it, that I can't do this, I can't talk to so-and-so. Let me tell you, you can. Just that if we listen to our voices, it's not always our voices, put it that way. Okay, so you've got to learn that. And the least we can do, I think, if the people that are kind of struggling with this idea, why don't we start here? Do what I did on Tuesday. Go up to a person that you can tell that they need some sort of attention. And the least we can do is say, hi, how are you? We can all do that. How are you? And this person I'd just seen a few moments before road raging in a very dangerous section where there are children everywhere. Not on this property, don't worry. And I gave God the opportunity. Well, he gave it to me. I said, Lord, please just let me talk to this young lady when I come out of where I'm going. I'm not going to say where or what, whatever. Let's just keep it really vague. But I said, Lord, just give me an opportunity to talk to her. And what happens? She goes and parks right next to me. So I'm forced to talk to her. And I was late for work. I was late for this, late for that. But it doesn't matter. I need to do this because I think some things can be put on the back burner for God's people. I see them as God's people, although a lot of them aren't saved yet. I see them as how God would have me see them. Does that make sense? The best possible version of that person, transformed, that's what I see them as, their potential. This person was so close to a nervous breakdown that I could just sense it. And I went up to her and I said, I'm making it really short, the story. I went around to her. She was panicking, came out at me because all I did was close the petrol cap. And she thought I was going to, I don't know, blow up her car or something. And she goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. She comes out and starts getting all fiery. And I said, "Just, it's okay, just close your petrol cap. It was open." And that was an opening for me to talk to her. And I didn't even ask her anything like, how's it going? You okay? I could tell she wasn't okay. So I just said, can I pray for you for anything at all? Do you need prayer for anything? And what did she do? Stone me? No. She started welling up with tears and started crying and lunged at me for a hug. Okay, this is what we need to do. We need to ask people, how are you? Can I pray for you for anything? Is there anything, any needs that you have right now? Anyway, long story short, I sat her in her car. I prayed over her, completely broke off that anxiety. She's now texting me, telling me that, oh my goodness, this was amazing. I want to work with whatever you want to do, because I've told her I want to work with youth and try and help out with whatever I can. And she said that she now wants to see her relationship with God strengthened. She's about 24 years of age, this girl. I know there are a lot of girls in this place that are about her age, and I will more than gladly to send her your way. These people need our love. Does that make sense? So she's texting me, and she's a totally different person than what I saw that moment. That was just one girl that I saw. And I just can't believe it. When we think anxiety, we think, oh my gosh, you need a doctor, you need pills, you need this. No, you just need Jesus. Okay? Now, please go with me to Mark 16:15 really quickly, and I'll read it out for those who don't have it. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. There's love saying go again. Matthew 10:7. And as you go, not as you wait, as you go about your business, I will add in there, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As I mentioned before, the kingdom of God is different to this governance that we have here. The kingdom of God is superior. There is no sickness. There is no conflict. There is no any sort of anxiety or emotional problems. There's no lack. Do you agree with that? And the last one I've got here is Luke 9:60. I could give you more with the word go in it, but I won't tonight. And it says, Luke 9:60b, I'll say, says, go and proclaim everywhere the what? The kingdom of God. That's what we are about. I love this church. I think it's amazing, but there is more than beyond these walls. Okay, there is more. It's the kingdom of God that we are to take everywhere we go. Because one day we're going to go to heaven, aren't we? If you believe. If you believe, say amen. Amen. So if you're a believer and you are in Christ, one day you'll go to heaven. But for now, we are to live in the present. That's the future. The future is heaven. Right now we're living in the present, and we are to bring to heaven what? I mean, to earth. We're to bring heaven to earth. That's the future. So we are to bring literally heaven to earth, on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're meant to be doing, walking around and absolutely annihilating the devil and his demons for a living. That's what we're meant to be doing as soldiers of God. We haven't got time for any more at the moment, but I'll just let you know that, yeah, look, God's doing amazing things. There's just so much he's doing, and I'm so excited about what God's going to do with you guys, the ones that have come out tonight that are really hungry for more, because you're already, like, doing plenty, I'm sure, but you're probably wanting more. Do you want more of God?
Yes.
Are you hungry for more? All right, well, just hang in there and understand that this is, God is not a God of condemnation. He's a God of absolute love, and he wants you the best for you right now, and he wants to convict, not judge or condemn. But because I can't help myself, I'll tell you a couple of very quick stories, okay? Okay, really quickly, I'll tell you. I was at the Salvation Army, and I prayed for a lady. I asked her, you know, I see that she's serving all the time, and she's the one at the back room clearing all the stuff and taking in gifts and whatnot. And I asked her, can I pray for you for anything? And that day that I asked that, she said, oh my goodness, God, you've answered my prayer. I asked that you would send someone that would pray for me. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Anyway, next thing we know, half an hour I'm talking to this woman, praying for her family, mess that she's in with her son with depression and other stuff like that, and not to mention her own physical needs, because she was dropped as a baby, so she had her coccyx bone broken and she had all these nerve issues. And I prayed once, guess what happened? Nothing. I prayed again, and I really persisted, and then everything left her in Jesus' name, and that was amazing. And now this lady is really on fire for God, and I'm sure we'll see her here at some point. She happens to be a friend of somebody here, I learned. So that's awesome. I was at Lambs on Ligon. Who knows that place? Lambs on Ligon? Come on, seriously. Debbie, anybody else? Luke at the back there. Lambs on Ligon is the sort of place I like to go to at weird hours of the night. When I'm in the area, I used to be a dodgy club DJ, I used to be, okay? And I used to finish at dodgy hours of the night, or in the morning, and I used to actually come home ridiculously late, and nothing better than having a, you know, a souvlaki at 3 or 4 in the morning. It's awesome. So this place, I went to check out the other night. I was in the area, and I thought, why am I on this road? I want to get onto the freeway, not down, you know, Ligon Street, for goodness sake. And anyway, I stopped in. Long story short, I met a fellow named Osama. Yes, 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 he is Muslim. And I said to him, you know, what's going on, Osama? He made me my souvlaki. I made sure he made it after I... I made sure he made it before I started giving the spill, in case he wanted to give me some extras. So I just told him that, I said, look, what's going on? I could tell this guy looks so not interested in me, and like not wanting to be there. And I said, what's up, Osama? Something's wrong, I can tell. Are you okay? And he goes, oh, actually, I had a car accident today. So he started giving me the spill. And I said, that's no good, but just relax. I'm sure that you have insurance and everything's good. Yeah, it's fine. Well, then just cheer up. I'm here to tell you about Jesus. And so I told him the whole story, and he told me, as usual, they believe he's just a prophet. You know, you guys know how it goes. And I said, okay, that's fine. I've got a feeling there's something wrong with you, though, and I have a feeling it's in your back. What's the problem there? And he goes, yeah, yeah, I do, actually. I've got a generational problem, some disc issue there, and daily 6 out of 10 pain. I said, okay, cool. Come with me for a second. So I took him to the back of the restaurant with no one's around. I didn't want to embarrass him. And his leg came out by a mile. It was like at least an inch. And he saw it. He witnessed it. And his back was totally released. That he said it was some family generational thing that he's had. And he was speechless. And I was able to then bring in this Jesus, just a prophet guy, and say, you know what? Tell me about that Jesus once again. Who is he to you guys? And he didn't say anything. I said, Jesus is God, okay? He's God. He's the only God. There aren't other gods. He's the only one that's risen from the dead. He's the only one that's... A grave is empty right now. Do you understand that? The tomb is empty. And I don't normally go too fierce on people, but I wasn't rude, but I was assertive. Does that make sense? I said to him, this God that healed your back, that's how he healed your back, because he's alive today. If you don't receive him as Lord, you'll perish. And he's looked at me in the face, like really cold stare, like, wow, this guy, this means business. I had to let him know that God is love and all that sort of stuff, but God is also going to judge us one day, isn't he? He's going to judge sin, isn't he? There is no other God. There's only one God. Amen? He's the God of the Bible. So I had to tell him that. And then I started to, he admitted that, you know, this is different. This has never happened before. And we started having a nice conversation, and I have his number now, so I'm going to keep hassling him. And I'm happy to pass on all these people to you. If you guys have a lot of time on your hands, just let me know, because I sure as heck don't have time. Ask my wife at the back there. All I'm doing at the moment is playing daycare. But even then, I managed to get a bit of time at the hospital while she was delivering. And I think I may have bothered about 20 people at least. I just walk around with tracks in my jacket. And I'm going to buy a lot more. I've ran out. And if you guys ever want some, come and grab some. Fatherslovelettered.com. I always told you this, I'll say it again, fatherslovelettered.com. Go and check it out. Audio, video, written down version, track version. So I got to hassle a lot of people at the hospital. It was awesome. And a lot of them were either Christian already, believe that. There are Christians out there, okay? And there are just willingly sitting there and waiting to cheer us on, okay? And they're there. Trust me, one guy just got baptized the month before. Another guy was walking down the stairwell. I caught him. And then Simone was with me at the time. And when Simone gave birth at around 5:46, is that right? Yes, of course, got it right. And after that, I drove Simone's mum to her car a few hours later. On the way back, oh my gosh, that makes sense. I walked Simone's mum to the car. Sorry, I need sleep. And on the way back, God creates opportunities all the time for us to talk to people, okay? There's no excuse. All the time. And you know that you know that you know that person's put there for you to talk to them. If you don't know how to pray for them or you don't want to, fine, start small. Just say hello. And just watch what the Holy Spirit does with that, okay? So anyway, I had this lady coming towards me over here as I walked through the entrance of the hospital, and she's about there. I'm walking over here, and I turn around to wave to Simone's mum, and perfect timing, I saw that nurse, and I got onto her straight away. And I could see that she had a bit of a limp on her, And I asked her, what's going on? And she told me the whole thing. She had this autoimmune system syndrome thing going on, bad thing with the nerves. And she said that the doctor says she's got to live with it forever. And I said, it's not true. No, you don't. And she looked at me like with wide eyes. And I just explained to her and I sat her down and she got radically healed and radically saved and she gave life to Jesus. She received Jesus Christ right there before her work, her whatever you want to call it, her shift. But she'd seen a miracle 10 years prior in India. Some Christian missionaries had prayed for her arm and the skin condition left her instantly, but she wasn't ready to receive. She wasn't ready to give her life to Jesus. Does that make sense? We don't know what's going to happen. We'll only know when we get to heaven. We might get to participate in that little bit at the start. Along comes another annoying Christian, and then that little bit more, and then another guy, and then even on the deathbed. We don't know. What we know is we've got to just sow those seeds. Sow those seeds. Sow those seeds of love. Does that make sense? This girl is now, I've got a number two. Anyone want to help out with that one? Any nurses here? Let me know. Okay? So you have to understand, this is easy. This is a work of God, not ours, to boast about, but it is a piece of cake. It is fun. It is an adventure. And this brings ultimate fulfillment. And I'll finish with this, I promise, Chris. Ultimate fulfillment. Your job won't do it. Your career won't do it. Your status won't do it. Money won't do it. Popularity won't do it. Your school grades won't do it. Your parents won't do it for you. Jesus. Jesus, walking in truth, walking in love, helping others, serving. That's what ministry is. It's called serving. The ministry of Sergio is actually the service of Sergio or anyone else in here that wants to say they've got a ministry. It's really God's ministry, as Mike has said before. It's God's ministry. So don't be shy. Don't be scared. Let's do this together. Amen? Amen. Let's do it together. Okay? We're not on our own. God is good. He's got us as a family. We're going to work it out together. Amen? Amen? All right. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. And let's just do it in Jesus' name. All right. Bless you.